Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yeah, I really rank it that way. You know, it's just disappointing, but we got a game to play next week, and that's what we'll be focused on.
John Harbaugh asked after the game to compare this loss to others, and he does not like comparison questions, so he was not going to play the Reindeer games. He's now got 17 blown double-digit leads, and that's the most since any coach since 91. He's been the coach in 2008. That's a lot, and it seems like this similar refrain keeps popping up over and over and over again. And I don't know that it's good enough to say, you know what, we're past it. We're like this.
To start your season this way.
Yeah.
In a game of this magnitude where you were so physically dominant, like in many ways it was more impressive than a lot of the late leads because of who you were doing it to, how you were doing it, where you were doing it, when you were doing it, and to once again, in all phases, take your foot off the gas collectively. He's in charge of that sideline, and something on that sideline from a mentality standpoint goes horribly awry when it looks like they've got a game won with between 9 to 11 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like, it's maddening, but you can't get rid of all the players, and they're not going to blow out their entire front office, and it's clear for them to pick up right where they left off. It's maddening, and I think it does start to infect their mindset, and I think it does become, there's something in the back of their minds now. We've seen it too many times under this leadership where they're wired to self-destruct, and they're their own worst enemy, and I don't know how you fix that. And look, there is a part of me that looks at, you refuse to pay for pass rush, so I'm not going to put that on him. There's a part of me that looks at, they always want old heads in their wide receiver room. Mm. I was thinking about it today, walking the dogs. Besides Van Noy, who on their defense has ever won a damn thing? Who are the winners?
No, nobody's won a Super Bowl.
Who are the winners?
No Super Bowl.
On their defense. Even real playoff wins. Who? Who? I'll wait. So they tried it with Calais for a minute.
They got some guys.
And then they blew it in the fourth quarter.
They did.
They got some guys that went to the AFC Championship.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Jair Alexander's probably won some playoff games.
Like, I do wonder about that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's a really young
Starks National.
It's a really young coordinator. They're trying to prop him up. Like, there's some things where I'm not going to say is Harbaugh, but here's what I will say. The decisions to punt and go for it, and the management of personnel,
and
like
clock.
How about 12 men on the field on special teams guy? They got away with it because the guy was out of bounds on the 2-point conversion. How about 12 on the field for that? Continued special teams meltdowns in the beginning, coverage units right from the start of the game, all the way to 12 men on the field. That's on him. You hired the wrong defensive coordinator. Said it in real time. I'll say it again today. Did you see what Denard Wilson did yesterday? You are a Super Bowl or bust team. Everybody, Zach Orr's a great story. Rah, rah. We all love it. I'm sure he'll be your next head coach, a feather in your coaching tree cap. In real time, Denard Wilson was way, way more experienced, evolved, and ready to take over a team that was losing a coordinator of that caliber. You let that guy leave your building. You're still trying to dig out of that hole. That's a self-inflicted error. And all three sides of your team find ways to melt down when it matters most. That's on the coach. Like,
you didn't even mention clock management.
Well, I mean,
that's on him too.
It's complete. But clock management, deciding to punt when you punted, putting the kid kicker in a rush situation, like all that's on him. And it happens a lot. And I've defended it to a point, yeah. And I would always say, who else could do it? But like, there's a lot of guys who have reached Super Bowls, go to Super Bowl. There's also a lot of talent here. Like, there's a lot of talent here. You're not asking somebody to come in, you know, even like a Ben Johnson situation where they haven't won in forever. Like,
the Ravens' last coach won a Super Bowl.
Can I ask you a question? Is it starting to feel, have we gotten to the point yet where you're like, okay, Hart's won a Super Bowl, but guess what? Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. Are we starting to get to that point?
I think he's better than them, yes. But I my biggest fear is that there is a culture there where as long as Steve Bisciotti owns the team, Harbs is going to get an extension every 2 years. He's going to get richer, richer, and richer. And DaCosta is going to be able to do whatever he wants in football ops. And the dude's living on his yacht. And, like, I think everybody's too comfortable. I think everybody's reached a point where, like, oh, even him talking the way he did before the season started to me was a really big deal. And we played the hell out of that clip because he wasn't saying, look, we got to get a step further than we did last year. He's already building an we don't know this, and that's not guaranteed, and you can't say that, and you didn't play the game, right? He played the you fools that never played the game card is basically what he was playing. Well, I think that's a problem because, like, a lot of the players were saying, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep making mistakes. They're owning it. And he almost kind of football gods it. And then what do? The first game of the year, they get themselves in a situation where they're once again one first down away on offense or one stop on defense, 10 more yards on offense from winning the game, and they can't get it done.
What's really concerning with all of this, and look, you can say John Harbaugh's been a head coach here since 2008. You're going to have these type of instances, but the frequency, and especially within the past couple of years, because again, 415 plus point leads blown since just 2022. He's got the most double digit fourth quarter leads blown in the last decade. And the players change. You can go back to 2022 when Mike McDonald, his first year as defensive coordinator, blowing leads left and right. You bring in Roquan Smith. Okay, force multiplier. That settles things down. You still end up blowing leads. Okay, you bring in the closer in Derrick Henry. You still end up blowing this type of... like. At some point, it has to fall on the head coach, and he's got to wear this.
We've got a poll, Bone. Yeah. Do we not?
Let the people
know. We're going to take some calls here.
Yet another devastating loss for a Ravens franchise intent of choking away fourth quarter leads season after season. Players and coordinators have changed, but same outcomes in critical spots. So we ask Ravens flock, if this trend continues through 2025, does the coach have to change? Over 1,600 votes. It falls on the coach 68.8%.
Oh, so round close. It up, Bone.
It's not his.
Yeah, 69.
I can't round it up.
69%, Bone.
I don't want to lie to the people. Uh-huh. It's not his fault. 31.2.
Go to IA1057 The Fan on Twitter to vote. That poll will be up for the next 24 hours.
I can
hours.
Defend it no longer.
Yeah, you and me both, man.
I'm watching that. You can't start your season that way.
No,
not after that was the prevailing spirit of the previous season that didn't go where it should have gone, and the one before that didn't go where it should have gone. Enough's enough.
Our friend Baldy put out a tweet during the game. He's like, can anybody stop this Ravens offense? And I after the game, I tweeted, I said, yeah, the Ravens can. The Ravens, man, no, man. It's another frustrating loss. 410-583-1057. Want to hear from the people. Who are you blaming? Ravens lose 41-40. We talk to the people next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.